This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation various railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees at Ranchi in Jharkhand through video conferencing. Mr. Modi also flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains. Earlier, the Prime Minister was scheduled to flag off the trains from Tata Nagar in Jamshedpur, but his helicopter could not take off due to poor visibility and inclement weather conditions. Addressing the gathering virtually, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will strengthen the economy of the region and hugely benefit businesses, professionals and students. Speaking about the 6 new Vande Bharat trains, the Prime Minister said it would boost tourism in the region and also encourage the industrial development of Tata Nagar, thereby creating new employment opportunities for the youth. The Prime Minister also released the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, PMAYG, which would ensure pakka houses to thousands of beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees were digitally transferred to the bank accounts of beneficiaries. Besides, the Prime Minister also distributed sanction letters to 32,000 beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen. Housewarming ceremony for the newly constructed 46,000 beneficiaries was also held. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said 2 crore additional houses will be constructed in the next 5 years. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar inaugurated Constitution Temples at the 434 Industrial Training Institutes, ITIs, across Maharashtra through video conferencing at an event in Mumbai today. The Constitution Temples have been designed to educate students about the importance and sanctity of the Constitution of India and to disseminate the ideas and thoughts of the father of the Indian Constitution, Bharat Ratna, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Speaking at the occasion, Mr. Dhankar said, "The Constitution is the soul of democracy and Parliament is its custodian." He added that the Constitution is to be read, understood and respected. Mr. Dhankar appealed that all institutions of the state need to work in tandem to blossom democratic values. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has announced that he will resign from the chief ministerial post after 2 days. He said, in the next couple of days, a meeting of the Aam Aadmi Party MLAs will be held to decide a new chief minister. Mr. Kejriwal demanded that the assembly election in Delhi, which is due in February next year, should be held in November this year, along with Maharashtra elections. Addressing the party workers at the party office in the national capital, Mr. Kejriwal added that he will not sit on the chief minister's chair until the people give their verdict. The Supreme Court had granted him bail in the Delhi excise policy case on Friday. Meanwhile, BJP has termed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's announcement of resignation from his post as a PR stunt to restore his image. Talking to media, party spokesperson Pradeep Bhandari alleged that Mr. Kejriwal now understands that his image among the people of Delhi is not of an honest leader. The death toll in the building collapse at Meerut in Uttar Pradesh has risen to 10. The 3-story building collapsed in the Zakir colony of Meerut yesterday evening. Rescue operation was completed this morning and the debris has been cleared. 5 people have been evacuated. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall and moderate flash flood risk over Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand today. The weather agency predicted very heavy rainfall for Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. Additionally, parts of Bihar, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sikkim and Assam may experience heavy rainfall during the day. The IMD forecast light to moderate rain with thunderstorms for Delhi NCR. And Thiru Onam, the most auspicious day of Onam, is being celebrated today. It is the biggest cultural festival of Kerala. Keralites across the globe, irrespective of religious affiliations, are celebrating the festival in full vigour. Members of the Indian diaspora in Sri Lanka are also celebrating Thiru Onam today. The celebration of the harvest festival, which symbolizes prosperity, secularism and harmony, was marked by the traditional Pukkalam and Onam Sadhya at several homes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.